Three, two, one.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the 20s in 20 podcast, where we cover everything you need to know about your 20s in only 20 minutes. I'm Mallory Metz, and this is As Good As It Gets.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of 20s in 20. I'm Mallory Metz, and today I'm so excited. We have a business mentor for female entrepreneurs. We have Lauren Russell here in our studio today.
Thank you so much for having me on today. I'm super excited to dive into all of this with you.
I'm really excited for today's topic. I knew when I found you, I had to have you on my podcast. But before we dive into that, I first want you to introduce yourself to the audience. Tell us a little bit about who you are, your name, your age, where you live, what you do for a living, what that means, all that good stuff.
Amazing. So I am Lauren Russell. I'm 22 years old. I'm from Kentucky originally, but now I loosely live in Arizona. I'm kind of in between. I've been in Costa Rica for the past month and kind of in between apartments right now, so my location's a bit all over the place. I essentially coach female entrepreneurs in social media, helping them unleash their creative magic so that they can attract high converting audiences online.
This is such a unique topic, and I'm so excited to hear how you got into this and give some tips for the audience. But have you always been into social media? Like, how did you get into this?
I actually, whenever I started college, I was going to school in Chicago and I was traveling a ton. And people were asking me, you know, like, I know you're paying for this all yourself. How are you affording to travel so much? And so I was getting so many questions around that. I was like, I'll just start like a travel blog. So originally got into the social media world doing travel and lifestyle blogging and really learning to leverage myself as a content creator. So by the time I had, you know, 3,000 followers, I had worked with Tinder, I had worked with Express, I had worked with, you know, these huge brands. And so then the conversation kind of shifted and I had a lot of people asking me, how are you working with these huge brands when you only have, you know, 3,000 followers, which not that that's a small number, but to be working with billion-dollar brands, it's, you know, a lot. And then I realized that there was this huge market of people that wanted to be influencers or content creators, but didn't really know how to sell themselves online and how to leverage themselves online. So initially was like, okay, I'm going to work in like social media marketing and I'm going to like coach influencers and I'm going to work for an agency and yada, yada, yada. So got an internship at a social media marketing agency that's also like a publishing house. And worked there for about a month, was like, wow, I hate this. Quit that. About a year later was like, well, maybe it was just like the environment I was in. Got another internship at a smaller social media marketing agency. Worked there for about 2 months, was like, wow, I hate this. And quit that. And so whenever I was thinking about quitting, I remember asking my boss at this internship place, I was like, hey, like, you know, I really want to do what you do. Like, I really want to own an agency or do like freelancing. Like, do you have any tips? And she basically told me, if you ever want to do that, you're going to need to work in corporate for at least 4 years before you ever even think about doing that. To which that made me think, okay, well, that means I have to do it now. So after I got out of that, it was the beginning of the pandemic in March. And I was like, I'm just going to start an Instagram and I'm going to give people social media tips. I had no idea how to run a business. I had no idea how to do freelancing. I didn't know how to create offers. I didn't know anything about anything. I just knew stuff about social media and how to be an influencer. And so I was like, okay, I'll take the knowledge that I know and I'll start making content around it. So it didn't really start out with this idea of me having this as like a job. I was like, I'm just going to offer tips and see where it goes because I didn't even understand how I could be making money from this. So it had been about 6 months or so doing this on and off, not really putting a lot into it, just kind of posting tips when I felt like it, not taking it super seriously. I think I had maybe like 300 followers. I wasn't really trying. And then TikTok came into play and I really loved TikTok. I loved the storytelling aspect. I love how you could connect with your audience. I loved being funny and being able to be myself more online. And so this was about August of this past year. I started posting a lot of my social media tips on TikTok. And one day I created a video about how colleges try to convince you that the only way you can be successful is by getting a degree. And that video blew up, literally. So I had a link in my bio to book discovery calls with me because I was just trying to like get like my first client in social media management.
Yeah.
And I didn't really know how it worked. And so I had these calls, link in my bio for free 30-minute consultations. And next thing I know, I go and look at my Calendly and I have a call for like, I have multiple calls every day that month. And I'm like, oh my God, what's going on? Like, what's a sales call? How do you close someone? Like, I don't even know what services to offer. And so had to quickly get myself into gear and really understand, okay, like, what am I offering? What's the transformation I'm making for people? How can I use my content as social proof? Because I didn't have previous clients. I barely had previous experience, you know, in internships. So like, how am I going to leverage myself to these people and get them to trust me with, you know, their businesses? So yeah, basically my business took off from there. It's been a learning experience. I started out doing social media management, but now I do coaching full time and I have an agency that does all of the social media management stuff that I used to do. That's a little bit about me. I know that was kind of a mouthful.
No, that's perfect. I feel like there's nothing better than an underdog story, especially when somebody tells you like you can't do that without XYZ and then you overcome that. So I'm here for the success story. What do you feel like has been the hardest part about all of this?
At my core, I am a creator. There's archetypes to every, you know, type of entrepreneurial journey. I'm a creator at my core, which means that when it comes to things like contracts and back-end tasks, budgeting, P&L sheets, all of that like number and back-end stuff was so overwhelming to me. I was like, I don't know how to protect myself legally. I don't know what contracts I need to be sending people. How do I set up like an onboarding? Like, how do I prep these people for what we're going to be doing together? How do I like let them know like what my exact scope of work is, creating boundaries around the scope of work? Just really the back-end task, the learning curve of figuring out how exactly to structure your offers, how to protect yourself legally, how to understand like where the money in your business is going. Like I was like, what's an LLC? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So really that learning curve, because no one teaches you how to do any of this.
That totally makes sense. I know you mentioned your job has changed quite a bit, but what does your day look like in a day-to-day sense now? What are you doing? What does it mean to like be in your current role? Where do you feel like you spend most of the time? I know, like you said, you're a content creator at heart. Is that where you still like want to put most of your focus, or do you feel like it's really on this, you know, counseling managerial perspective?
So a day in my life, typically now that I have offboarded a lot of the tasks that I don't want to do and delegated those to people within my team. Typically in the mornings, I'm playing a lot of checking my DMs, responding to comments, responding to any questions that I've gotten from clients, logging into Slack and seeing if anyone has, like I said, any questions or anything like that that I need to immediately answer. Then I usually will hop on different calls. So most days it's something like I'm doing one-on-one strategy calls with other business owners, helping them solidify their offer or solidify their social media strategy. I also have a business coach myself. I'm a firm believer that you cannot get to that next level until you actually start investing in yourself and treating yourself like an investment. So it looks different every single day. And then I usually in the evening, I'm doing all of the stuff that needs to be done for my agency.
What would be your recommendation to someone who wants to become either a social media manager or strategist? Like, how could they even get started in the business? How would you recommend, looking back, somebody apply themselves?
I would recommend more than anything to just freaking start. I think it's so easy, especially once you really get into your industry, you start to forget what's common knowledge and what's not. And so you may think like, oh, I'm not ready to do this. Like, I don't know enough about social media, or I don't know enough about that. But you have to understand that whenever you're a social media manager or a social media strategist, you're working with people that barely know what an Instagram carousel is.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can just be one step ahead of your clients, that's all it takes. You don't have to know everything about every single social media platform. You just need to know, like I said, enough to be one step ahead of your clients so that you can help lead them. And by leading them to that next level, they're going to in turn be helping you get to that next level as well. So my biggest recommendation would be to stop being obsessed with perfectionism and this idea of being ready and just do it. Learn as you go, kind of get some sort of grip on a foundation, know the basics of social media, how it works, but just start and put yourself out there and really let people know like what you're here to do and the transformation you're here to make. Because the more confident you are in your ability to show up for your clients and help them make that transformation, the more people that you're going to be able to call in through your own confidence and through shining your own light.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think the hardest part of anything is just getting started. So I think you're right. Just taking the plunge, having confidence in yourself, getting out there, that's the way to do it. I kind of want to pivot now and talk about tips for people who are looking to grow their own social media. So more from, you know, your business lens, how you've seen this. Mm-hmm. So first and foremost, my question is really, you know, what are your tips for people looking to drive engagement on Instagram versus TikTok versus Twitter? How do they vary? And like, what are your tips? Do you have any tricks? What is that like for you?
Great question. So social media is an ever-changing game, but at the end of the day, no matter what social media platform you are on, it all has the same sort of foundation. And that is in being rock solid in who you are, what your business is, and what's the transformation you're making for other people. So this all comes from market research. So really understanding who your audience is, and not just, oh, my audience is 22 and they're women. No, like, what is your audience eating in a day? Are they married? Are they not married? Like, getting crystal clear on that person that you're helping. Because the more clear you are on who your audience is, the more you're going to be able to help them, because you're going to be able to understand their pain points and create content that is going to solve their problems. Because at the end of the day, that's what you're here to do. Whether you're an influencer, whether you are a lawyer, whatever you are here to solve problems for people. And so you need to be crystal clear on what your audience's problem is and how you solve that problem for them. And then just from a content creation aspect, getting in with video content is so important right now. We are becoming a society that is largely trained to consume things in about 30 seconds or less. I mean, look at how Reels are set up. Look at how TikTok is set up. Look at how Fleet, Twitter's version of like stories is set up. It is all set up to be quick consumed content. And so you need to make sure that you're jumping in on this video content game, because they can actually see you in a real life setting and they can see your story unfold.
I totally get that. Going hand in hand with that is really my next question, which is, what do you think is the most effective way to convert these people to loyal followers and consumers? Like, I know you could have a TikTok blow up and then still not get a whole lot of followers out of that. So what's your thought on that?
That is 100% a huge problem that people face, and especially running into this idea of they're inspirational, but they're not converting. So they're getting people that are like, wow, this post was great. It really resonated with me. And then it just stops there. They never buy anything from them. They never become a customer or a client or, you know, whatever, like I said, the end of funnel is. So like I said, the biggest thing is one, asking for what you want, right? So the biggest thing I see with people, whether it is influencers, social media managers, whatever, is that they're actually asking for what they want. And so people don't know how to work with them. They put out all of this inspirational content, but they have no calls to action because they're not actually telling their audience how to work with them or how they can get connected with them. And so that's where they stay. They just stay in this being inspirational. So if you're listening to this and you're someone who, like I said, is always getting these comments where people are like, wow, that was so inspirational. Thanks for sharing. Start putting in calls to action and being crystal clear about what you're offering people. So instead of just putting out an inspirational post, add at the bottom, put some sort of call to action, like book a discovery call with me, or check out my new course, or I'm looking for 5 people that are ready to up their social media game, and let people know exactly what you want from them. Because there is so much noise on social media. We see so many posts, we see so many stories. And if you aren't crystal clear about the transformation that you're making for other people, they're not going to take the time to just guess and look through your page and try to figure it out. They're going to be confused, and they're going to go to someone who is actually clear about what they're offering and how they can help them.
And then switching more towards the Instagram world of things, Do you think aesthetics play a big role in driving that engagement and keeping those followers?
When it comes to this idea of having a pretty feed, like, you know, making sure that everything is cohesive and the same color and blah, 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 I think that that used to be a huge thing with Instagram before. And that was because, honestly, we were very inauthentic with the way that we were using social media. We wanted things that were pretty. We wanted this idea of like a perfect life. And, you know, you have the car and the boyfriend and the this and the that. And we didn't want people to be vulnerable on social media. That's, you know, what it was, especially with millennials, when they started using social media. Social media was a way to paint a highlight reel of your life rather than show what it really is. Do I think branding is important? Yes, because consistent branding, you know, using the same fonts, using around the same color palette, all of that good stuff is super important for creating consistency. And consistency is what builds trust. Now, do you need to make sure that whenever you look at your Instagram feed, it's this beautiful, like, cohesive thing that just like flows effortlessly and has the same visco filter on every single photo? Definitely not. Mm-hmm. If part of your brand is being very pretty and aesthetic, if you're just like an aesthetically pleasing brand, then yeah, sure, of course that matters. But if your brand is more rooted in authenticity than it is in being aesthetically pleasing, then that stuff doesn't matter, because if the content that you're putting out is going to speak to your audience, that's going to be more important than the filter that you're using on your pictures.
Totally agree on that. And then really to round out this segment, what are three pieces of advice you would pass along to anybody who's looking to either grow their social media or start a new social media account or, you know, help a business with their social media? Would love to have your thoughts on that.
Of course. These have all been great questions. So, if you are starting your account today from scratch, from a strategic standpoint, hop on Reels. Even if it feels uncomfortable, the more you do it, the less uncomfortable it's going to feel. And honestly, since Instagram is really, really pushing Reels right now because they so desperately want to be like TikTok, you're going to see a lot more reach by using Reels than you are by jumping on static post. So using Reels, using IG Live, IGTV, anything that is in video format is being pushed far more than anything else. Now, my other two tips come from more a soulful tip. And that's just going back to this idea of shoulds. I know whenever you start a business or a podcast or whatever it is, you go and you look at these people that inspire you and you're like, okay, well, if I want to be successful, I need to be like this. So maybe if it's, you know, you're wanting to be an entrepreneur, maybe you're like, well, I need to be professional. I need to wear a pantsuit. Throw all of that crap out the window. There is no such thing as a baseline for what an entrepreneur or a podcaster, what that looks like. And then third is, like I said, getting crystal clear on the transformation that you're making to other people. Because if you don't even know what you offer, how are you going to sell that? So understand exactly where your audience is at when you are starting to work with them and where they're going to be after you work with them.
I love that. Those were really good three pieces of advice. Lauren, every podcast episode, I end with talking about pet peeves relative to the subject we've been talking about. So today, I would love to hear any pet peeves you have about social media management, from an influencer perspective, from a consumer, whatever you have, I would love to hear it.
My biggest pet peeve that I see, and I understand, like I said, I understand that it all roots back to this idea that if I'm not a certain way, I can't be successful. But just seeing everyone repeat what other people are doing is very exhausting. And at that same note, I understand if people are copying you, that means you're doing something right. But it's also just so boring to see the same stuff on your feed every single day. Like, stop trying to be like everyone else, you know? Start trying to be more like you, because you is your superpower. If you're trying to be Jenny from across the street, you're always going to be playing catch up because you're not living as yourself. So my biggest pet peeve is seeing everyone always trying to copy everyone else because they think that's the only way to be successful.
Totally. I agree with that 100%. That's my like biggest pet peeve as well, when you're like on TikTok and you're like, you stole this content, or like when you see small fashion companies getting their stuff picked up. I'm like
Daniel Bernstein.
Literally. I'm just like, just be authentic, be innovative, be yourself. And that's what's going to drive engagement, because people don't want to see what they've seen before. Otherwise, they wouldn't need you.
Exactly.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, go to our Instagram, follow us, give us a like, give us a shout out, tell your mom, tell your grandma, and leave us a comment. Thanks for joining us.